here, you know. You see him do his work day by day, kind of guy sets the tone. You know, guy's been around a little bit, and you see his success. So seeing how he goes about his business, that's great. And then also, like, some younger guys, like you said. And we've kind of all been together throughout the system. But then this year, like, got some guys returning. So already had a solidified core. And then all the new guys that are here, we've gelled really well.
How much does that help each of you get better to have that solidified core down there in the pen?
No doubt. Just to keep it loose, you know, in a good way. I think, you know, like, kind of like we've been talking about last spring, like just having fun with it. I feel like that's when me and myself and others compete at their best, when you're loose and relaxed. And I think that's been a big key of it, keeping it loose down there in the best way possible.
Off the field this offseason, a little bit of rest for you. What was the best thing you did this offseason?
Best thing I did, I mean, pretty simple answer here, man. Being at home in Augusta was awesome. Got to be back in my dad's local baseball facility, and just being around him and some younger kids and getting to talk ball a little bit with him and try to share any knowledge that I feel like I have. Really enjoyed that. Got to watch some good football games. Big football fan, so that was fun as well. But, really that, just being at home, man, enjoying some time with some family and friends. It was good to see those faces again.
What was it like getting to pass down some of your knowledge and coaching some of the younger kids?
It was fun. You know, I think it helped me a lot, you know, just actually verbalizing some thoughts I had in my head and then getting feedback from their views, which a lot of times were simple, which is, I think, something I stray away from. A lot of guys, we tend to make things complicated, so kind of keeping it simple and to hear feedback was really nice.
Is Coach Will running any fun drills down there at the facility?
Nothing crazy. Shout out to Nick Merkel and TJ Shook, actually, former Shook, did some U-Darvish drills with some younger kids this year. So, yeah, that was a good one.
What's the U-Darvish drill?
Basically, it's like a hinge pattern, kind of. You just incorporate it in the throwing program, so I got to throw that one around a little bit, so that was fun.
Well, there we go. So we got a bunch of mini U-Darvishes coming out of Augusta. We know exactly who's the reason why, right?
100%, yes. A lot of talent coming out of Augusta these next couple years, no doubt.
We'll appreciate the time. Thanks much, as always.
No problem, man. Thanks, Jay.
We're back after this in the Shuckers Radio Network.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot.
This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
This is really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road, Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? BJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit BJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. Two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs, hometown care the way it should be.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on, Mississippi.
Welcome back to Pensacola. Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as we get you set. Game two of a three-game set between the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos. Before we go any further, let's take 10 seconds for station identification on the Shuckers Radio Network in Cruisin' WGCM.
Cruisin' WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Shuckers Blue Wahoo set to get underway in just a couple of moments. Shuckers tonight will send out the lefty Nate Peterson, 3-9 with a 4.08 ERA last season, though the road numbers much better than the home numbers a year ago. On the road, he gave up just four homers, 15 home runs allowed at Keister Federal Park, and an ERA of 3.02 on the road as he makes his third career start and fifth appearance all time against the Blue Wahoos. On the other side, it's a guy that Everybody who's been with the Shuckers multiple years knows it is the right-handed throwing Evan Bitterer who makes his 43rd career Double-A start and his 8th all-time start against the Shuckers. He went 6-6 with a 4.17 ERA a year ago in Double-A. 19 starts, 95 innings, 85 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 265 against him. Shuckers lineup is built by Renova Roofing. 4 top 30 prospects in the top 4 spots of the Shuckers lineup. Luis Lora leads it off, the 21st ranked prospect in the Brewers system. Cooper Pratt bats second after he went 1-for-4 in his regular season debut at the AA level a night ago. Brock Wilkin bats third. Luke Adams is in the 4th spot. Darian Miller bats fifth. Eric Brown Jr. behind him. Xavier Warren, who yesterday was in left, moves to the DH spot. And Jeremy Vargas is set for his Double-A debut. He'll start in left in the 8th spot. Vladimir Restituyo is in the 9th spot. Shuckers lineup signed by second-year manager Joe Arault, while the Wahoos Rock lineup is signed by first-year manager Nelson Prada. Jared Serna is in the leadoff spot. Joe Mack bats second. Kemp Alderman's in the 3 spot. Nathan Martorella is in the 4 spot. Alderman and Martorella combined to go 6-for-8 yesterday with a double, a stolen base, and 2 driven in. Meanwhile, Mark Cooley II will bat in the 5 spot. That's his Double-A debut. And the order rounds out with Dalby Rosario, Johnny Olmstead, Cody Morissette, and Harrison Spott. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for First Pitch. This has been the Shuckers pregame show on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN.
Kick off the weekend with a night of fun with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal. Fans can cash in on almost 60% savings. It includes a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers for $17 in advance. Make sure to splash in on the fun by reserving your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the Shuckers' 10th anniversary season with T-Shirt Tuesday presented by Altys. Celebrate Shuckers' history with a giveaway name and number jersey for top players in franchise history. Celebrate Woodruff, Churio, and Zarowski and more as one of the first 250 fans at every Tuesday home game. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers' box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN.
It's gone! It's a walk-off homer, and it's a 5-3 Shuckers winner. Oh, what a turn! It's a double play! Makes the catch by his ankles, and it's 7 shutout innings for Casey Hunt.
Your home for the Double-A affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Gale on one swing of the bat, ties us in one. He touches home with a 7 RBI night.
Where you can hear the stars of tomorrow.
We are tied in the 8th inning on the second homer of the night from Jackson Churio.
Jackson Churio just hit one with the bases loaded.
Today.
Jackson Churio, first Double-A home run.
As the Shuckers chase their first Southern League title.
And for the first time since 2019, the Shuckers are into the Southern League playoffs.
Let's get you out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome to the Florida Panhandle, Pensacola, Florida, the spot, our Blue Wahoo Stadium. Game two of a three-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Javik Blake alongside you on a windy but cool April night. It is 74 degrees and cloudy. The wind, just like yesterday, straight in from center as the righty Evan Fitterer has finished his warm-up pitches. The righty, 6-6 with a 4.17 ERA a year ago, faces off against the switch hitter Luis Lora, who bats from the left side. First pitch of the night misses away, and we are officially off and running. It's fastball at 97, and a first pitch time of 6.05 p.m. Central Time gets us rolling. Fitterer deals. It's a called strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Lora yesterday went 0-4 with four strikeouts in his Double-A debut. Back in the leadoff spot today for Shuckers manager Joe Arol. The pitch misses up, and the count goes to 2-1. Fitterer stands in 6'3", 192 pounds, a native of Mission Viejo, California. Lora ahead in the count gets the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball low at 95, and the count evens 2-2. Shuckers yesterday struck out 11 times against Pensacola pitching. Well, they walked just once. Fitterer delivers the 2-2. Jess misses away, and Lora works a full count. It's Luis Lora, Cooper Pratt, and Brock Wilkin. First three in a Shuckers order that is built by Renova Roofing. Fitterer delivers. Slider is a called strike three in the inside corner. Home plate umpire Chad Westlake brings up Lora, who's now 0-5 with five strikeouts to start his Double-A career. That was a slider at 87. And now one away for the right-handed hitting Cooper Pratt. Pratt yesterday went 1-4 with a strikeout. The one hit, a single that he tried to turn into a double but was thrown out. Fitterer delivers, misses inside, and it quanks off Joe Mack Smith, who's behind the plate. And with that, it's time to meet the starting defense for Pensacola. Joe Mack is doing the catching. Johnny Olmstead at third, Jared Cerna at short, Harrison Spahn at second, and Nathan Martorella commands first. Fitterer delivers. Slider called strike on the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Dalvy Rosario commands left. Mark Cooley the second, and his Double-A debut is in center. And Kemp Alderman is in right after three hits last night. The 1-1 pitch. Slider hooks way outside the zone at 85. And the count goes to 2-2. Fitterer delivers. Pratt takes a strike at the top of the zone. A changeup at 86. And the count evens 2-2. Fitterer is a guy that, throughout the past couple of years, is not a big-time strikeout guy. He relies on getting a lot of ground balls. He's already struck out one today. Pratt here in a 2-2 count. The pitch rolled up the middle. It takes a weird hop off the turf and rolls to Cerna at short. He fires the first. And he beats Pratt by about two steps. Two up, two down, and the right-handed hitting Brock Wilkin is set to step in. Wilkin yesterday, 1-3 with a walk and a strikeout. The single came in the ninth inning against closer Josh Eknis, who was sitting about 97, 98. Two out, nobody on in the top of the first inning. Fitterer delivers. Wilkin takes a curveball at the knees for strike one. Wilkin's walk yesterday, the only walk drawn by the Shuckers, who last year led the league in walks. The 0-1. Wilkin takes up and in, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. Shuckers have led the league in walks each of the last 2 years. Last year, they walked 564 times. More than anybody else by a healthy margin. The 1-1 pitch. Wilkin takes a curveball at the knees for strike two. Though just one last night, it is the smallest of sample sizes. And they were facing a good pitching staff. Robbie Snelling to start was terrific, showing why he's one of the top prospects in the Marlins organization. 1-2 the count to Wilkin. Fitterer delivers. Wilkin swings and misses ahead of a slider at 85, and then ends the inning. Fitterer bookends a scoreless first with two strikeouts. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. And it's Nate Peterson, rocking the camo jersey, set to make his first start of 2025. We come back on the Shuckers Radio Network in Cruising WGCM. Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Alexi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule an X-Cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Experience the newest club in town with the Cloud 7 Yacht Club at Keesler Federal Park. Enjoy a reimagined atmosphere with a renovated area on a suite level, including a relocated bar, unique drinks, great views, and more. For more information and to book your group's outing, call me today at 228-233-3465.
To the bottom of the first inning, and the lefty Nate Peterson is set to make his first start of 2025. Peterson, a native of Lakeville, Minnesota, 5'10", 205 pounds. He fires his final warm-up pitch, and he's set to face a Blue Wahoos lineup that yesterday scored just two runs on non-bases-loaded walks. They won 4-0 yesterday. Jared Cerna leads it off. It's an order that's built by Renova Roofing, signed by first-year manager Nelson Prada. Joe Mack bats second, Kemp Alderman bats third, and Nathan Martorella is in the four spot. Peterson last year, 27 appearances, 12 times in relief, and 15 starts. First pitch in the road this season comes home. And it's a called strike on the outside corner, a fastball at 90 miles an hour for Peterson, who throws a little bit of everything. Fastball, cutter, slider, changeup, and a curveball. Peterson delivers. Cerna takes low, and the count evens 1-1. Peterson enters his third year of pro ball this year, originally an eighth-round pick by the Brewers in 2022 out of Illinois-Chicago. That's UIC in the Horizon League. The pitch hit on a hop. Brown snares it at second, gets to his feet, fires to first. It's in plenty of time. And Eric Brown Jr., who last year was a primary shortstop, this year has played and started at second in both games, is making a couple of real nice plays. He's looking very comfortable over there at second. Luke Adams is at first tonight. Cooper Pratt at short. Brock Wilkin is at third, and Darian Miller does the catching as the lefty Joe Mack digs in. 0-for-3 last night with a walk. Bit of a wide stance, hands held high above the helmet. The pitch to him is a called strike on the outside corner. A slider at 86. Outfield from left to right, Jeremy Vargas, Luis Lara, and Vladimir Restituyo. Peterson delivers. Mack lifts it out to short right, and it's right between Brown and Restituyo. Mack's got his first hit of the season, and it brings up Kemp Alderman. One of the things to note for Peterson is last year he would pitch out of the windup. That has been completely ditched. He's now exclusively out of the stretch, even with nobody on. And it brings up the righty Kemp Alderman, who had a blistering start last night. 3-for-4, a double, stolen base on top of it. Peterson delivers. Alderman drives it out to right and into the teeth of the wind. Restituyo back on it, under it in front of the warning track, and he makes the catch. Most other nights, that one probably had a chance to get out of here. But not tonight for Alderman. Off the bat at 102. The projected distance on it was 340. And 340 would have gotten it over the wall and right. Instead, It turns into a harmless flyout, and Nathan Martorella digs in. That's a big thing tonight for Peterson. He's a big fly ball pitcher. Tonight's the perfect night to get fly balls. The pitch to Martorella is a called strike on the inside corner. Fastball at 92. We're scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. Two outs, one on. That's Joe Mack, who's off first. Adams holds him on. Peterson delivers. Misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Last year, Peterson surrendered 19 homers, more than anybody else in the league. A lot of that damage came at home. The 1-1 pitch. Martorella rolls it weakly to short. Pratt grabs it. Nobody's to cover second, so instead he goes to first, and in plenty of time retires Martorella. A real nice first inning of work from Peterson. Two ground outs and ball right into the teeth of the wind for a flyout. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the second, and we are scoreless on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM.
Looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients, fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks, and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house, kids. But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no-obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Top of the second, Shuckers and Wahoos are scoreless. Another windy day in Pensacola. It's been wild. 13 miles an hour is what the game day reading is when we started this thing. It might be a little bit harder now as the righty Luke Adams steps in against the righty Evan Fitterer. And the pitch home is a slider away, and the count goes to 1-0. Jay McBlake alongside you. We appreciate you joining us in your Saturday night. Game two of a three-game set. Checkers fell yesterday 4-0 in the opener. The 1-0. Adams chops it weakly on the left side. Olmstead snags it shin high at third, quickly fires the first in time, and Adams is retired. Checkers yesterday were held to no runs on just four hits, all of them singles. And the left-handed hitting Darian Miller is now set to step in. Miller yesterday 0 for 4 with a strikeout. One out, nobody on. And Miller uses his one timeout and steps out. Fitterer delivers. Miller fouls it off the instep of his front foot. Ball rolls all the way on the turf in front of the Shuckers dugout third base side. And it counts at no balls and a strike. That foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. Clear at your windshield or any other type of damage. Call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167. The 0-1 delivery. Miller takes strike two on the outside corner. A changeup at 86. And the count runs no balls and two strikes. You can also visit them, by the way, gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 0-2 pitch. Miller takes up and away. Another changeup, this time at 86. The counts at a ball and two strikes. Miller at the very back of the left-handed box, rocking the black batting gloves to go with the Shuckers camo alternate jersey. The pitch fouls it again off the instep of his front foot. And Count stays at 1-2. One of the big things for the Shuckers is making the starting pitching staff for Pensacola work. Last night they did it to Robbie Snelling through two, but very quick innings, 3, 4, and 5, allowed him to go into the middle innings. The 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, fastball up and away, and Miller's retired. Two away, three strikeouts of the first five batters for Fitterer. Brings up the righty Eric Brown Jr. Fitterer's big thing coming into this year was whether or not he was going to be able to find more swing and miss stuff. Well, tonight he's found the swing and miss stuff. Three strikeouts already, and with two away, he delivers. Brown takes away from the right-handed box, a fastball at 95, and the count goes to 1-0. Brown yesterday 0-for-3 with two strikeouts in the opener. We're scoreless with two away and nobody on in the second. Fitterer delivers. Swing and a miss, a wild swing on a curveball away at 84. And the count evens at 1-1. Fitterer has been efficient. He's about to throw just his 25th pitch of the night. He comes home. Brown lifts it down the left field line. Rosario's after it. Looks down for a base hit. Takes a couple of hops to him. Brown rounds first. It's his first hit of the season. And the Shuckers have a two-out base runner for Xavier Warren. Good piece of hitting by Brown. He got a tough swing and a pitch out of the zone away from him. And then got a changeup up and in at 87 and went with it. Pulled the hands in, got the barrel to it. Now a man on with two away for Xavier Warren. Warren's in from the left side against Fitterer. The pitch is a called strike as the wind now blows probably the hardest it's blown all night long, straight in from right. Warren, 1-for-3 yesterday. Got a single in the second. Fitterer delivers. Warren takes low, and the count evens 1-1. We'll see if Shuckers third base coach Lee Rodriguez puts Brown in motion. Brown last year, 20 stolen bases in 28 attempts. He takes another step off first. Fitterer checks over to first. Brown dives back in. Brown's a guy that's known for his speed. He's run like crazy at pretty much any level, whether it was in college at Coastal Carolina, summer ball with the Katuic Cattleers and throughout the Brewers system. The pitch misses up and away. Changeup at 86. The count goes to 2-1. So a lot of changeup tonight from Fitterer. He's really used the curveball, fastball, and changeup as the primary pitches. Changeup to lefties, slider to righties. Check that the curveball to righties. The 2-1 pitch with Brown off first. He's off to second. Warren takes a strike. The throw to second on the money. And Brown slides right into Cerna's mitt. That ends the inning. It needed a perfect throw to beat Brown. And that's exactly what Joe Mack delivered. No runs, one hit, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're through an inning and a half. Shuckers and Blue Wahoos are scoreless. We're back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGC.
Can you believe it's already been 10 years since the Shuckers came to the coast? Join us all year long at Kiesler Federal Park to celebrate our 10th anniversary season. From unique giveaways to special 10th anniversary merchandise at the Shuckers shop, we have it all. Tickets start at just $9. So join the celebration today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate your next birthday Shuckers style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. You'll also receive an exclusive Shuckers birthday gift, video board recognition, and a schooner appearance. For more information, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465 and make sure to ask about our suite upgrades.
The
fun-loving seagulls are back for 2025 as the Biloxi Beach Chickens take center stage on Saturday, June 7th, Saturday, July 12th, and Saturday, July 26th. Watch the Shuckers transform into the Beach Chickens with special caps, uniforms, and merchandise available in the Shucker Shop. Tickets start at just $9. Swoop in and grab your tickets and merchandise today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
We head to the bottom of the second in Pensacola. Nate Peterson back to work for the Shuckers after Bertrandt went out single in the first, and he faces the righty Mark Cooley this second. He's in his first plate appearance at the Double-A level. First pitch from Peterson. Cooley takes a changeup on the outside corner for strike one. Cooley, a native of Hartford, Connecticut, 17th round pick out of the University of Rhode Island. Back in 2023 by the Marlins, the 0-1 pitch. He swings and slices it towards deep center. Laura back on it, under it, in the wind. He makes the catch, and Cooley's retired for the first down. It's a perfect night to be a fly ball pitcher, and that's exactly the type of pitcher that Nate Peterson is. Two flyouts, both of them have been off the bat at 100+. That went off Cooley's bat at 108, and it turns into a harmless flyout with the wind whipping straight in from right. One out, nobody on, and the righty Dalby Rosario digs in. The lefty Pearson delivers. It misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Rosario's making his season debut. Last year, spent time at three different levels. High A Beloit, Double A Pensacola, and Triple A Jacksonville. Hit 200 with a 240 OBP. Peterson delivers. He swings and misses. Way ahead of a changeup at 86. The count evens at a ball and a strike. You can really hear that wind whipping in from center. The 1-1. Swing, hit third base side. Fair ball by Wilken, and it rolls all the way towards the corner. It rattles around towards the 342 sign. Rosario stops at second, and the throw just comes back into the infield. It's a Rosario double with one away, and now runner in scoring position for Johnny Olmstead. That's the third batted ball through six batters hit at 100+. That one off Rosario's bat at 105. And it brings up the righty, Johnny Olmstead. Olmstead, 2-for-4 yesterday with a double. Comes up with the runner in scoring position. One away. Bottom of the second. Scoreless between the Shuckers and Wahoos. Peterson looks at second. Now delivers. It's called strike on the inside corner. Fastball at 91. Pensacola yesterday. They tallied 8 hits. All 8 came from 3 players, including Olmstead at the plate. The 0-1 pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. They got 3 from Alderman, 3 from Mortarella, and 2 from Olmstead. Tonight, Joe Mack and Dalby Rosario getting off the mark with their first hits of the season. 1-1 the count to Olmstead. Peterson delivers. Olmstead fouls it back, and the count goes to 1-2. Olmstead, a 19th round pick in 2023. In a 20-round draft, he was the 19th of 20 selections by the Marlins. The odds of even making it to Double-A for a 19th round pick aren't very high. Big credit to the righty Olmstead. 24-year-old from California. Down on the count, 1-2 to Peterson. The pitch, shot down the right field line, foul. And the count stays at 1-2. Olmstead played his college ball at USC. Ended up getting drafted after a really nice senior season. 11 homers, 58 games. The pitch misses low, and the count evens 2-2. Mm-hmm. part of a USC team that included four different players that were either drafted or signed as an undrafted free agent. Olmstead, one of two in Double A. The pitch misses inside. It's a fastball at 92, and the count goes full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, one away. Olmstead at the very back of the right-handed box. Peterson comes set. Rosario dances. Now the pitch. He's off to third. It's fouled back to the screen, and we'll do it another time. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor, whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage. Call Glass Doctor, 228-641-9167, or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The wind howling in from right. The 3-2 pitch. Broken bat. Rolled to first off Adams' glove. Nobody's there to cover. And Olmstead beats it out. Peterson was late off the mound. Adams was pulled towards second, and there was nobody there to cover first. What was possibly an easy out for two away with a runner on third now ends up with an infield single. Olmstead now 3-for-5 to start the season, and there's runners on the corners with one away for Cody Morissette, who walked 3 times yesterday in the opener. Shuckers right now have gotten out of a couple big-time situations with double plays. They love one right now. Pitch, runner off to second. It misses up. A fake throw to second. Rosario stays put at third. Olmstead swipes second. It's the third stolen base this series for Pensacola. And now that takes away the double play. Infield comes in for the Shuckers. They had a play like this yesterday. A ground ball to second. Runner from third was off on contact. And the Shuckers gunned him down at the plate. The 1-0 delivery. Morissette swings and misses. A spiraling slider at 87. And the count evens 1-1. Olmstead at second. Rosario at third. We're scoreless with one away in the bottom of the second. Peterson delivers. Just misses away. Count runs to 2-1. Didn't miss by much. 92 on the outside corner. Everybody in the infield on the turf. The 2-1 pitch. Chopped first base side foul. And that evens the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Peterson delivers. Morissette weakly fouls it back to the screen. The count stays at 2-2. By the way, fans, you can join the broadcast, 601-514-0776 for the Broussard's Barbershop. Text the booth line. Join the broadcast, 601-514-0776. Make sure to visit the official barbershop of the Shuckers Radio Network in downtown Biloxi. The 2-2 pitch. Served foul, third base side and out of play, and we'll do it again. You can visit Broussard's Barbershop at 158 GE Orr Street in Biloxi. Again, the number to text and join the booth, 601-514-0776. 2 balls, 2 strikes, one away. Runners at second and third. In the bottom of the second, Pensacola trying to strike first for the second straight night. Peterson delivers. Morissette hits it weakly off Pratt's glove. He spins. No play at home. Instead goes to first and gets an out. He almost caught it in the air, but it clubs off his mitt. Rosario comes home. Olmstead the third. It's an RBI ground out for Cody Morissette, his second RBI of the year, and it's 1-0 Blue Wahoos. It would have been a close plate. Rosario was off on contact. But instead, for the second straight night, Pensacola strikes first. Now 2 outs, runner on third for the righty Harrison Spahn in the 9 spot. Peterson delivers. Spahn takes up. The count goes to a ball with no strikes. Spahn, hit 186 last year with a 263 OBP between Beloit, Pensacola, and AAA Jacksonville. The 1-0 delivery. Spahn lifts it out to left. In comes Vargas. Backhands it on a hop. Spahn reaches. Olmstead comes home. And it's 2-0. Vargas came in on it. Looked like he had a beat on it. But at the last moment, came up short and backhanded it on a hop. At the very least, he kept it in front of him. But it's 2-0 Pensacola. And it's back to the top of the order, and Jared Cerna already 4 hits tonight for Pensacola. Peterson delivers. Cerna swings and misses. Fastball top of the zone at 91. And the count's at no balls and a strike. Cerna's 0-for-1, grounded out to second an inning ago. Lineup's already flipped over in the second. Peterson checks over to first. Off to second is Spahn. Adams has it, fires to Brown, and that completes the caught stealing and ends the inning. Spahn is caught stealing 1-3-4, and that ends the frame. But not before some damage is done. 2 runs on 3 hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. The end of the third, Blue Wahoos 2, Shuckers nothing on the Shuckers Radio Network. Cruising WGCM.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with Carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot. This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
This is really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJsAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Top three, Shuckers down 2-0 to the Wahoos in game 2 of a 3-game set. Righty Evan Fitterer gives the switch hitter Xavier Warren in from the left side. First pitch, fastball called strike in the outside corner. We're off and running. Warren was at the plate when Eric Brown Jr. was caught trying to steal second. That ended the second inning. He comes up with a fresh count. The 0-1 pitch, Warren swings and misses. A fluttering changeup at 86 that just sort of sat there in the inside corner. He was expecting fastball, though, a little ahead of it with the swing. And the count's at no balls and 2 strikes. Warren 1-for-3 on the season. The pitch, shot foul, third base side and out of play. And the count stays at no balls and 2 strikes. Shuckers down 2-0. The pitch. Hammered out to right center. Cooley after it. The wind bats it down. He sits under it, and he makes the catch. You have to always account for the wind factor in Pensacola. Sip the bat like it might find a gap. But the wind, which is right now coming straight in from right, Warren hit it right into the teeth of it. Up steps the righty Jeremy Vargas. His first double-A at-bat. First pitch he sees is a slider for strike one. The 0-1 pitch. Vargas takes a slider on the outside corner for strike two. By the way, there's a scoring change in the bottom of the second inning. Johnny Olmstead, instead of an infield single, is said to have reached first on an error by Luke Adams. The 0-2 pitch, Vargas takes up and in, and the count goes to 1-2. An interesting scoring call, to say the least, considering Adams was about 20 feet off the bag, and the reason the out was not made was because Peterson didn't cover. We'll see if that changes. The 1-2 pitch rolled right side of the infield, right into Martorella's glove at first. He's back to his knees, fires the fitter at the bag, and Vargas is retired. Two out, and the right-handed hitting Vladimir Restituyo steps in. Two out, nobody on. The Shuckers trail it 2-0. No runs, one hit, one error tonight. Two runs on three hits with no errors for Pensacola. Restituyo 0-for-3 last night. The pitch. He swings and drives it out deep to left. Rosario back on it toward the warning track, reaches up and he makes the catch. And that ends the inning. Restituyo put a ride into it. Rosario tracks it down, and the Shuckers have gone down in order through the first three, despite a single back in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the last of the third. 2-0 Blue Wahoos in the Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bring community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers Baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@BiloxiShuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Right-handed hitting Jared Cerna leads things off as we head to the bottom of the third inning. 2-0 Wahoos over the Shuckers. Lefty Nate Peterson's back to work. And the first pitch to Cerna in the third misses low. Cerna was at the plate when Harrison Spahn was caught stealing. He went on first move against the lefty Peterson. Easy throw over to first, then throw to second. Retired Spahn easily. Ended the inning despite two runs from the Wahoos. The winner delivery. Cerna takes low and the count goes to 2-0. Cerna's 0-for-1 tonight. Grounded out to second back in the first inning. 16th ranked prospect in the Marlins organization came over in the Jazz Chisholm trade midseason from the Yankees. The pitch. Hit on a couple of hops by Brown at second and into right for a base hit. Restituyo corrals it, fires it in, and Cerna's got his first hit of the season. Brings up the lefty Joe Mack, who's 1-for-1 tonight with a single. There have been a lot of hard hit balls tonight from Pensacola. Of the first 10 batters up, 5 of the balls in play have been hit at 100 plus off the bat. And Josh Machieski is warming up in the Shuckers pen. The pitch. Mack takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. Today was certain to be a bullpen day for the Shuckers. They only have really 4 true starters of guys who started in all of their appearances last year on the roster. Peterson checks over and Serna's back to the bag. Today was likely, with just the way how you see the rotation set up, a day where Brett Witrowski was likely going to start, but Witrowski still in extended spring training, trying to get ramped up to hopefully join the Shuckers. The 1-0 pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 2-0. So Nate Peterson gets the start here in game two of the season. Peterson in the back half of last year was a true reliever. Did a great job at it. The 2-0 delivery. Mack lines it foul. Third base side and out of play. And the count goes to 2-1. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Now with Peterson starting, Machieski's a guy who split time between the rotation and bullpen. The pitch to Mack, swing and a miss. Fastball at 91. And the count evens 2-2. Machieski last year a member of the Yankees organization, made four appearances at the big league level, made a couple of starts and a ton of relief appearances between Double A Somerset and Triple A Scranton Wilkes-Barre in the Yankees organization. The 2-2 pitch to Max Cernas off. It's a swing and a miss for strike three. The throw to second's high, and it's into center. Laura tracks it down. Cernas off to third. Laura spins and fires on a hop to third, but it's not in time. Max strikes out. It's a curveball at 80 for the first down of the inning. Serna steals second and then moves to third on the E2. That's the second error tonight by the Shuckers. And it brings up Kemp Balderman with a man on third and one away. Shuckers bring the infield in. 2-0 Wahoos in the bottom of the third inning. Machieski continues to get warm in the pen. Peterson delivers. Alderman takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. The changeup at 86. Alderman flew out to right, but it was a hard hit ball off the bat at 102, right into the teeth of the wind. The 1-0. Alderman chops it. Left side of the infield. Pratt has it on the backhand. The throw home with Serna charging is in time. And for the second straight day, the Shuckers infield cuts down a runner coming home. Alderman reaches, but now two away. Alderman reaches on a fielder's choice, and now it's Nathan Martorella who digs in. Shuckers infield shifts towards first. Still 2-0. The pitch, Alderman's off to second. It misses low and away. The throw to second on a hop. The tag in time, and Alderman's retired. It's the second time a Wahoo's been caught stealing tonight, and that ends the frame. No runs, one hit, no errors. Nobody left on base. Could have been a lot worse. Instead, it's just 2-0 after three. The Shuckers defense playing out tonight. Back after this, the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. Two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs, hometown care the way it should be.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply.
Look
looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
We go to the fourth on a windy night in Pensacola. David Blake alongside you on the Shuckers Radio Network. And Cruz and WGCM, appreciate you spending your Saturday night with us. Shuckers down at 2-0. Still looking for their first run of the season. And up for the second time tonight is the leadoff man, Luis Lora, who bats from the left side against the righty Fitterer. Fitterer delivers. Lora takes a backdoor slider for strike one. Josh Maciejewski continues to warm in the Shuckers bullpen. Likely the end of the line for Nate Peterson after he faces the middle half of the order for a second time. The pitch. Chopped foul first base side. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Lora 0-for-1 tonight with a strikeout. To start the season, he's 0-for-5 with 5 strikeouts. Opportunity to turn things around here. Fitterer delivers. Lora breaks his bat and rolls it weakly to second. Spahn backhands it, fires to first. It's in time. And Lora is retired for the first out. Shuckers have one hit through 3 1/3 innings. That was Eric Brown Jr. back with 2 outs in the second. But Brown was caught trying to steal second, so the Shuckers have been retired in order. 10 up, 10 down for Fitterer, despite the hit. And the righty Cooper Pratt now digs in. One out, nobody on in the fourth. Pratt 0-for-1 with a ground out. The pitch. Pratt takes right in the inside corner for strike one. Pratt, the second-ranked prospect in the Brewers organization, 57th overall by Baseball America. And he gets the 0-1. He swings and shoots it full. First base side and out of play. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Pratt steps out for a moment. Now steps back into the box. Leo 2. Pratt pops it up. Foul territory first base side, and it's all the way into the seats. Count stays at 0-2. The 0-2 delivery. Pratt takes away. It's a curveball that hooks out of the zone. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Fitterer's pitch count in good shape. He's thrown 45 pitches, 32 of them strikes. He's done quite a good job keeping it in the zone. The 1-2 delivery. Pratt nubs it out in front of home plate. Fitterer grabs it off the mound, first base side, flips to Martorella, and Pratt's retired for the second out. Now two away, and the righty Brock Wilkin is set to hit. Two out, nobody on. The pitch, Wilkin fouls it back, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. The pitch, shot foul, first base side and out of play. In the count, and no balls and two strikes. Uh-huh. No balls, two strikes, two away. The Shuckers trail it 2-0 with nobody on. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Josh Machieski is set to go in the Shuckers bullpen. He just threw his final warm-up pitch. He's set to come in for the fourth, and the Shuckers set to make a Broussard's barbershop call to the bullpen. But they'd like to at least get a run before they go to the bullpen. The 1-2 delivery. Wilkin takes strike three. It's a slider top of the zone. And for Fitterer, that's his fourth strikeout through four shutout innings. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. The Wahoos have shut the Shuckers down. They've thrown 13 shutout innings. In the Josh Motzke will try and throw a shutout inning of his Brewers organizational debut. And we come back on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCM.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Celebrate America's birthday the best way possible with the Shuckers. Mark your calendar for Friday, July 4th at 6:35 for the Shuckers Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza at Keesler Federal Park. Fireworks, baseball, hot dogs, America. Tickets are going fast. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get yours today.
This is Kurt Hogue, Milwaukee Brewers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We head to the bottom of the fourth inning, and it is Josh Machieski who comes in to make his Brewers organizational debut. Machieski spent some time last year in the big leagues with the New York Yankees, signed with the Brewers this past offseason as a minor league free agent. Shuckers make a Broussard's barbershop call to the bullpen. Go where the pros go and schedule your next cut 228-697-3180. Lefty Nathan Martorella is first up against him. Machieski delivers. It's a changeup and a called strike one. Final line for Nate Peterson. He goes three innings in his first start of season. He goes three innings, gives up four hits. The pitch misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Two runs, one of them earned, no walks, and a strikeout. He throws 43 pitches, and in comes the lefty Machieski. Nathan Martorella, even in the count, a ball and a strike. 0-for-1 tonight with a ground out to short. The pitch. He swings and tips it into Miller's mitt, and the count goes to 1-2. Machieski, a 29-year-old native of Morrisville, North Carolina. Originally a Yankees draft pick out of UNC Charlotte, the American Athletic Conference. The 1-2 delivery. Machieski hurls a sinker and misses low. Count evens 2-2. Two and two the count. Machieski fires. Slider chopped right by his head. Instead, it goes to Pratt at short. He scoops it up, fires to first in plenty of time. And Martorella's retired. Fourth inning is brought to you by Gulf South Law Firm. If you or a loved one have been injured, get serious and get Gulf South. When you work with Gulf South Law Firm, they'll walk with you every step of the way. Contact them today, gulfsouthlaw.com or 228-231-3989. Gulf South Law Firm, an official partner of the Biloxi Shuckers. Lefty Machieski delivers. Cooley chops it third base side over the bag and fair towards the Shuckers bullpen. Vargas chases after it. It rattles around in the corner. Cooley's into second with a double, and it's an extra base hit for his first double-A hit. Now a runner in scoring position with one away for Dalby Rosario. Mm-hmm. Rosario digs in. 2-0 Pensacola in the bottom of the fourth inning. Checkers have been outscored 6-0 in this series, and they've been out hit 13-5. It's already the fifth hit of the night for the Wahoos. Maciejewski steps off. Now re-engages with the rubber. Maciejewski stares in from the stretch, puts his glove right at the belt, checks second, now delivers. First pitch misses inside to Rosario, and the count goes to 1-0. Maciejewski last year made 4 appearances all in relief with the New York Yankees. The 1-0 delivery. Hit on a couple of hops, third base side, right to Wilken. He snares it chest high, fires a bit low to first. Adams snags it. And Rosario is retired for the second out. Two out, one on, and the right-handed hitting Johnny Olmstead is set to step in. Olmstead reached on an error by Luke Adams back in the second inning. Two out, runner on second. 2-0 Wahoos in the fourth. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Maciejewski, outside of his time with the Yankees, split time right down the middle between AAA and AA in the bullpen and rotation. 26 appearances, 13 starts, 13 in relief. The 1-0 delivery to the righty. Olmstead takes a strike at the knees, and the count evens 1-1. Maciejewski in the big leagues last year, 7 strikeouts in 7 innings, walked 2, and gave up just 2 earned runs. Part of a Yankees team that made it to the World Series a year ago. Maciejewski played a part of it. Maciejewski spins, looks to fire to second. Instead, off to third is Cooley. The throw to Wilkins in time, and that ends the inning. It's the second time tonight the Wahoos have gone on first move against a lefty, and it's the second time they've been caught. No runs, 1 hit, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're through 4, Wahoos 2, Shuckers nothing on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGC.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house, kids. But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with Carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
We enter the fifth inning and the Shuckers looking for their first run of the season. 13 straight shutout innings by Blue Wahoos pitching to begin their season. And the righty Luke Adams against the righty Evan Fitterer begins the fifth. First pitch misses up and in, almost got Adams on that elbow guard. And it's ball one. Adams 0 for 1 tonight, bounced out to third back in the second inning. The righty Fitterer stares in, works first base side of the rubber. Now delivers. Adams takes a slider on the outside corner for strike one. Checkers tonight have just 1 hit. It was a single from Eric Brown Jr. back in the second inning. They've been held to just 5 hits so far through their first 13 innings this year. The 1-1. Adams swings and misses. Sweep off the outside corner at 86. And the count goes to 1-2. Fitterer out of the windup. Delivers home. Adams swings and misses. Curveball away at 87. And Fitterer picks up his fifth strikeout of the night. 1 away. And up stands the lefty, Tarian Miller. Fitterer's looked good tonight. 2-0, the Wahoos lead it. One out, nobody on in the top of the fifth inning. Fitterer delivers. Misses low and inside. It bounces off Max Mash. You can hear that from all the way up here. The count goes to a ball and no strikes. 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Wahoos. For the Shuckers, no runs, 1 hit, and 2 errors. Fitterer delivers. Misses out. The count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 delivery. Miller takes away, and the count runs to 3 balls and no strikes. Shuckers right now just in need of base runners. They've only walked one time through their first 13 and a third innings to the plate this season. Any way you can get on's a plus. The pitch. It's a called strike in the outside corner, and the count runs to 3-1. Brock Wilken, the only Shucker to draw a walk last night. Miller ahead in the count, 3-1. Fitterer deals. Misses away, ball 4, and the Shuckers get a base runner. Miller reaches and upsteps Eric Brown Jr., but first 10 seconds for station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Pensacola. Shuckers down 2-0 in the top of the fifth against Evan Fitterer. Miller's off first. The pitch to Brown is fouled off. He shows bunt. Tips it off Joe Mack behind the plate. The count goes to no balls and a strike. Brown is the only hit tonight for the Shuckers. That came back in the second inning with a 2-out single. The wind continues to pound in from center. It's not been a series of many runs, just 6 total. As any fly ball has been turned into an easy fly out for both sides, with wind coming in at about 20-plus miles an hour. Really, since the team showed up here yesterday at about noon. The 0-1 pitch, Brown takes a sweeper away, and the count evens 1-1. Fitterer past 60 pitches. That last one is 61st of the night. The 1-1 pitch. Brown swings and misses. Buries a curveball at 85, and the count goes to 1-2. Fitterer's done a good job with limiting hard contact. The Shuckers have hit just 3 balls out of the infield all night. 2 flyouts and Brown single back in the second. Fitterer comes set. Now the pitch. Called strike 3 right on the outside corner. Fastball at 96. It's the 6th strikeout of the night for Fitterer. And up steps the switch hitter Xavier Warren. Miller at first. Bullpen starts to get moving for Pensacola. Warren 0 for 1 tonight. The pitch. He swings and hits it on 2 hops into Martorella's glove at first. He taps the bag and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. 1 runner left on base. Shuckers halfway through in game two of a three-game set. They trail it 2-0 on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising the BGCM.
With over 100 years of history on the coast, the Shuckers will transform into the Biloxi King Cakes on Saturday, April 12th, Saturday, May 24th, and Saturday, June 21st. Complete with specialty food items, unique hats, and jerseys fit for the king of carnival. It's nonstop Mardi Gras fun. Tickets start at just $9. Grab your tickets, merchandise, and join the crew today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake. Make sure to tune in to every Shuckers game on Cruisin' WGCM, 1240 AM, 100.9 FM, or visit shuckers.info/listen-live. Don't miss a moment of our 10th anniversary season and chime in on our Text the Booth line, 601-514-0776. Join us at shuckers.info/listen-live. We'll see you there.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Shuckers down 2-0 against Pensacola. Middle game of a three-game set. Shuckers were shut out yesterday 4-0. And lefty Josh Machieski's back to work against the ready Johnny Olmstead. Shuckers have been held to no runs on just one hit. First pitch from Machieski. Swing and a miss. Fastball top of the zone at 90 miles an hour. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Machieski had a clean first inning in the Brewers organization. Caught a runner stealing and got two ground outs. The pitch misses inside, and the count evens at 1-1. Meanwhile, the Blue Wahoos, two runs on five hits with no errors. Shuckers pitching staff done a good job. Gave up four runs yesterday, just two of them today. The 1-1. Poked out to short left. Vargas in on it, and it's down for a base hit. Takes two hops to him. Holmes did a hard turn around first, puts on the brakes. And he's reached base for the second time tonight. Brings up the lefty, Cody Morrison. One on, nobody out. Olmstead, a medium-sized lead off of first. Adams holds him on. Now the pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. By the way, we'd like to say hello to a few folks on the Broussard's Barbershop Text the Booth line. As always, you can join the broadcast. 228. Check that, 601-514-0776. The 1-0 pitch is a called strike, and the count evens 1-1. Again, that's 601-514-0776. A big hello to Zio, a very loyal listener to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. She's tuning in from North Carolina tonight. Also, a big hello to Kane tuning in Biloxi. Machieski checks over to first, and Olmstead back to the bag in plenty of time. And a big hello to George from Grand Ridge, Florida. At the game last night in person. Looking forward to a great 2025. So are we, George. Looking for a lot of fun this season. The 1-1 pitch to Morrison. Misses low and away, and the count goes to 2-1. Shuckers right now need some runs. Pitching's done its job throughout the first game and a half. Again, four runs last night, just two runs allowed tonight, but Shuckers don't have a single run to show for it. The 2-1 delivery misses away, and the count moves to 3-1. Morris sent, by the way, 0-1 tonight with a ground out to short back in the second. Morris set steps out. Now digs back in. Short leadoff first for Olmstead. Now he takes another step. Machieski set at the belt. Now pitch. Misses away, and it's a 5-pitch walk. Left-handed throwing Adam Lasky is starting to warm up in the Blue Wahoos pen. Olmstead's at second. Morris hits at first, and up stands the righty Harrison Spahn. 2-0 Wahoos in the fifth. Machieski delivers. Misses up and in for ball one. The Wahoos tonight, 1-for-5 with the runner in scoring position. That one hit came from Spahn back in the second. Drove in the second run of the night for the Wahoos. Machieski out of the stretch delivers. Looped out to short right center, and it's down for a base hit. One hop to Restituyu. Olmstead around third. The throw goes to third on a short hop. Deflects off Wilkins. Vinny recovers in plenty of time. Nobody else moves up, but Olmstead scores. Harrison Spahn, in his Wahoos debut in 2025, is now 2-for-2 with two driven in, and it's 3-0 Wahoos with nobody out in the fifth. To the top of the order, and Jared Cerna. Morris sets at second, Spahn's at first. Cerna's a righty, 1-for-2 tonight with a single back in the third. 3-0 Blue Wahoos in the bottom of the fifth with nobody out. The pitch. Hit towards center, down for a base hit. Couple of hops to Rohr, who picks it up. Morissette around third. And puts on the brakes. A strong throw from Rohr keeps Morissette at third. And now they're loaded up for Joe Mack, who last year over 70 ribbies with the Wahoos. The single for Cerna. Each of the first four have reached here in the fifth inning. And out comes Shuckers pitching coach Josh Spence. For his first visit of the night. That was off Cerna's bat at 102 miles an hour. And it's not that the Wahoos tonight are getting little bleeders for hits. 8 hits and a lot of hard hit baseballs. 4 of their 8 hits have been off the bat at 100 plus, including both of Cerna's hits. Now 3-0. Checkers offense looking to just get some sort of spark. Machieski is trying to keep it right here. 3-0 though. Bases loaded. Nobody out. Spence finishes up his chat and he walks back to the Checkers dugout as Lou Rodriguez moves the infield around. Checkers are content with the double play ball to allow a run to score. The middle infield's back. The corners are in. And Joe Mack digs in. 1-for-2 tonight with a single. Bases loaded. Nobody out. Already 3-0 Blue Wahoos in the fifth. Machieski delivers. And it's a called strike on the outside corner. A sinker at 89. The 0-1 pitch, Max swings and misses. A real slow changeup at 79. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Last year with the bases loaded, Mack was 4-for-13, including a grand slam and 12 driven in. Right now, though, down to the count, 0-2 against the former big leaguer Machieski. Morissette at third, Spahn at second, Cerna's at first. Machieski deals. Swing and a miss. He turns it down even more. 79 on the changeup. And Max retired for the out. That pitch just fluttered on in. And now one away for the righty Alderman. Now a big time opportunity. Middle infield back. Corners in. Double play ball. Gets Machieski out of this inning, only having allowed one run. Bases loaded, one out in the fifth. Machieski deals. Alderman takes up and in. Fastball at 91. And the count goes to 1-0. By the way, that strikeout from Machieski is first in the Brewers organization. Heck, the only Blue Wahoo to have struck out tonight. He's done it twice. The 1-0. Hammered. Way deep to left. Vargas back on it at the warning track. Gone. Kemp Olbermann, a grand slam, and it's 7-0. Off the bat at 104, it goes 364 feet. He's had a blistering start to this year. Two extra base hits, now four ribbies, and he's 5 for his first 7. Nathan Martorella digs in from the left side. It's a 5-run inning and a 7-0 Wahoos lead. The pitch, Martorella takes up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Alderman just barely missed a homer last night with his double. He gets one tonight, and it's a moonshot. The 1-0. Martorella takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Machieski delivers. It's a slider low and away, and the count goes to 2-1. Checkers have Tyler Wasner up in the bullpen. Down 7-0. The pitch, Martorella swings and misses way out in front of a changeup at 78, and the count evens 2-2. Machieski delivers. Martorella chops it. Couple of hops right side of the infield. Brown gobbles it up near his stomach. Flips underhand to Adams. And retires Martorella for the second out. Two out. Nobody on. And up comes the righty, Mark Cooley the second. Seven nothing Wahoos, two out, nobody on in the last of the fifth inning. Cooley, 1 for 2 tonight with a double. That was off Machieski last inning, and now time is called, and a pitch clock violation is charged to Machieski. Count starts at a ball and no strikes. The pitch, Cooley takes a backdoor slider for strike one. Check that. The pitch timer violation was on Cooley, so the count's at 0-2. The pitch misses inside, and the count's at a ball with two strikes. Check that. The umpire is now put up 2-1. Machieski got an extra strike on the scoreboard. That had a ball and two strikes. Set the count at 2-1. The pitch, Cooley tips it into Miller's mitt behind the plate, a changeup at 81, and the count's at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Machieski deals. Swing and a miss. Buries a slider at 80 miles an hour, and that ends the inning. Strikes out two in the inning, but Pensacola strikes for five. 5 runs, 4 hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're through 5, 7-0 Blue Wahoos on the Shuckers Radio Network.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot. This is hot. That's hot. That's hot. This is really hot. That's hot. That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a
new location in Gulfport off Pass Road. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785.
Phew. For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. Two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs, hometown care the way it should be.
The left-handed throwing Adam Lasky comes in as the Blue Wahoos make a Broussard's Barbershop call to the bullpen. Broussard's Barbershop, official barbershop of the Shuckers Radio Network. You can schedule your next cut today, 228-697-3180, and go where the pros go. The pitch is a called strike to the righty Jeremy Vargas, who's making his double-A debut tonight. Vargas 0-for-1 with a ground out. 7-0, Blue Wahoos lead it. Now the pitch. Vargas takes up and away, and the count evens 1-1. Shuckers tonight have been limited to just one hit. They've made two errors. Vargas 0-for-1 tonight. The pitch to him. He takes up, and the count goes to 2-1. Evan Fitterer, done after five shutout innings. He's given up just one hit, one walk, and six strikeouts. The pitch. Vargas hits it on a couple of hops up the middle for a base hit by Surum. And Jeremy Vargas has his first double-A hit. And the Shuckers hit the leadoff man on for the first time tonight. It's off the bat at 103. Ready, Vladimir Restituyo now digs in. Adam Lasky, 6'3", 210-pound lefty. 31 appearances last year with a 3.10 ERA. The pitch. It's a curveball and a called strike one. Seven nothing Blue Wahoos. One on, nobody out in the top of the sixth. Lefty Lasky delivers. Swing and a miss from Restituyo. A changeup at 85. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Lasky was originally a member of the Cubs organization, acquired in the minor league portion of the Rule 5 draft by the Marlins last offseason, December of 2023. The 0-2 pitch. Restituyo swings and misses. Fastball top of the zone at 92. And now one away for Luis Lora. Lora bats as a righty for the first time tonight. 0-for-2 tonight. Still looking for his first double-A hit. Shuckers down 7-0 in the sixth inning. Lasky comes set at the belt. Now delivers. Lora shoots it foul. First base side and out of play. Got under a middle changeup at 81. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Shuckers again down 7-0. Looking for their first run of the season. They've yet to score after being shut out 4-0 last night. The pitch. Looped first base side and foul. One hop off the netting. And it counts at no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Laura tips it foul back to the screen. Ball might have gotten just a piece of Max glove behind the plate. But either way, the count, no balls, two strikes, one away. Vargas is off first. He had 23 stolen bases last year with the high A Timber Rattlers. We'll see if he goes here against the lefty. Lasky delivers. Laura takes strike three at the knees. A slider at 87. Laura down looking for the second time tonight. And it brings up the righty, Cooper Pratt. Pratt's 0 for 2 with two ground outs. Man on, two away. 7-0 Pensacola. The pitch. Pratt takes a strike on the outside corner. The count goes to no balls and a strike. Lasky delivers. Pratt loops it foul. First base side and out of play. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, two away. Pratt steps out for a moment, takes a couple of practice hacks. Now digs back in. The 0-2 pitch misses low. It goes off Max Mitt back to the screen on two hops. Vargas off to second. It's a wild pitch. Now a runner in scoring position for the first time tonight for the Checkers. First time they've had a runner in scoring position since the eighth inning yesterday. They counted a ball and two strikes with two away. RBI opportunity for Pratt. The first time all year he's been up with a runner in scoring position. Opportunity to get the Checkers on the board for the first time this year. One ball, two strikes, two away. The lefty Lasky comes set at the belt. Vargas a walking leadoff second. Now the pitch. Pratt chops it to third by Olmstead's diving in left for a base hit. Vargas rounds third. The throw home is up the first baseline. Vargas slides, and the throw is off Max Mitt. The flex about halfway towards third. It's Cooper Pratt's first RBI of the season, and the Checkers are on the board. It's now 7-1, Pensacola. Pratt now has hits in both games this season. It was a hard hit ball off the bat. At 104, Olmstead went full extension for it. It was right by his mitt. And after 14 and two-thirds innings, the Checkers finally on the board here in 2025. Pratt's off of first. Lasky delivers. Wilkin takes a backdoor slider for strike one. And, well, yes, it's 7-1. The Checkers are still down by six. A lot of room to go to come back in this one. But you score a run. It's just a little bit of confidence for the lineup that so far has been a little slow out of the gate the first game and a half this year. The pitch, Wilkin pops it up first base side. Martorella, the first baseman, gives it a look, but it is into the seats and out of play. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. Especially going into the Sunday series finale between these two teams and then the home opener next week. If you have a little bit of confidence, never a bad thing. The 2-2 misses off the inside corner. Check that. The count goes to a ball and two strikes on Wilkin. He's 0 for 2 tonight with two strikeouts. A couple of let's go Wahoo chants have broken out. Now with a ball and two strikes. Now time is called. Wilkin steps out. And now time is called again. And the ball gets away from the Shuckers bullpen. Tyler Wasner is warming up. One ball, two strikes, two out. Shuckers down 7-1. The pitch, Wilkins swings and misses. Flails at a changeup off the outside corner at 86. And that ends the inning. But the Shuckers get on the board for the first time this season. One run, two hits, no errors, one runner left on base. Jeremy Vargas's first hit in Double-A paves the way for a run. The Shuckers trail it 7-1 after 5.5. We're back after this on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Create your own ticket package with the mini plan and choose any combination of 5 games or 10 games that fits your schedule best. The options are endless. Plans begin at $75 for a 5-game plan and $140 for a 10-game plan. All mini plans include dugout box seats at Keesler Federal Park. Questions or want to purchase more than 2 plans? Contact the sales team at sales@BiloxiShuckers.com or by phone at 228-233-3465.
New pitcher in the ballgame for the Shuckers as they make a Bruce Arts Barbershop call to the bullpen. Josh Maciejewski is out, and in comes Tyler Wasner for his first appearance of the year. First pitch is a called strike on the outside corner to the righty Dalvy Rosario. Wasner split time between the rotation and the bullpen with the Shuckers last year. Pitch is a curveball, and it misses inside for ball one. The 1-1. Rosario hits a towering fly ball foul. Left field side and out of play. The count goes to 1-2. Wasner relieves Josh Maciejewski. Maciejewski, in his Brewers organizational debut, goes 2 innings, gives up 5 runs on 5 hits, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts. He throws 35 pitches. Wasner delivers. Misses low, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Shuckers down 7-1 in the sixth. The pitch, chopped to third, two hops to Wilkin. Grabs it knee high, fires across the diamond, and it's in time. Rosario's retired, now one away for the righty Johnny Olmstead. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Columbus leads Montgomery 4-3 in the top of the sixth inning. Elsewhere in the Southern League, they're through 3, Birmingham 4, Knoxville 1. Wasner delivers. Chopped foul, third base side, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Meanwhile, Chattanooga, after a 9-1 win last night against Rapid City, already up 4-0. They're on the top of the fourth. The pitch. Pops foul back in our direction, but up and out of play. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, one away. Olmstead 1-for-2 tonight with a single. The pitch, curveball, swing and a miss. A real nice pitch from Wasner. It's Olmstead swinging. And now two away for the lefty, Cody Morrison. Morrison tonight, 0-for-1 with a walk in an RBI. The pitch from Wasner. Touched out towards short left. Wilkin back on it. Pratt out as well into foul territory. Wilkin sticks up his mitt on the run, makes the catch. And a quick and easy beginning to 2025 for Tyler Wasner. It's a 1-2-3 frame, and we're through six in Pensacola. Blue Wahoos 7, Shuckers 1. We're off to the seventh on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on, Mississippi.
Looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house, kids. But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no-obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
We're off to the seventh inning, and the Shuckers trail it 7-1. Game two of a three-game set. Game three scheduled for tomorrow at 1:05 Central Time, and then the Shuckers head on home. Home opener Tuesday, April 8th, against the Columbus Clingstones. The relocated Mississippi Braves from this past offseason. Be sure to get your tickets. First 250 fans get a Brett Phillips Shuckers name and number jersey presented by the People's Bank. 6:35, check that 6:05 first pitch and get your tickets, BiloxiShuckers.com or at the Keyser Federal Park box office. Adam Lasky's back to work, and he delivers to Luke Adams. First pitch is a called strike, and we're underway in the seventh. Verdus joining us. Shuckers got their first run of the season in the sixth, an RBI single from Cooper Pratt, but Pensacola's raced away. Two runs in the second, five in the fifth, capped off by a Kemp Alderman grand slam to left. The 0-1 delivery. Adams swings and misses. Change up low and away at 86. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Adams, bit of a new stance this year. Last year had a really massive leg kick and a lot of moving parts to his swing. The 0-2. Curveball misses low, and the count goes to 1-2. That's not a part of it this year. It's a little more of a compact swing, not as many moving parts. There's no big leg kick, and it all actually happened by accident. There wasn't something that Adams went to the offseason saying, hey, this is what I'll fix. The 1-2 misses low, and the count even two strikes. However, he was working out this offseason, and he got about a month in and realized that there wasn't a leg kick anymore. He's just rolled with it since, as he feels comfortable with it, and it's a little more his speed. The 2-2. He takes up, and the count goes full with three balls and two strikes. He's still a guy that it's going to take a very, very good pitch to get him to swing. Swung less than anybody else in the Midwest League a year ago. The 3-2 pitch. Adams tips it foul at the plate, and we'll do it again. Shuckers, though, just need base runners. They've been held to one run on three hits tonight after they were shut out on four hits a night ago. Lasky delivers. Adams pops it up. Third base side foul territory. Mack ditches the mask, outstretches his arm, says he's got it, and makes the catch in front of the Shuckers dugout. One out, nobody on, and up stands the lefty Darian Miller. Miller bats from the left side against the lefty Lasky. Miller 0 for 1 tonight with a strikeout and a walk. Shuckers down 7 to 1 in the seventh. One out, nobody on. The pitch is a called strike. It's a curveball at 81. The count goes to 0-1. Shuckers tonight have struck out 9 times. They've drawn just one walk. Pensacola has pitched incredibly well this series. The pitch is a called strike, top of the zone. Slider at 83. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Pensacola, a lot of guys who you would have thought were likely scheduled to start the season in AAA, not AA. Joe Mack behind the plate included, along with Adam Lasky, who was real good last year. The 0-2 pitch, Miller takes away, and the count goes to 1-2. But roster crunch at AAA has forced a number of Wahoos back for another season. Likely not for the whole season, though. By the time these two teams play next, it's probably going to be a much different-looking Blue Wahoos team. The 1-2 delivery. Misses inside, and it gets Darian Miller. That opens the book this season for him. Franchise record holder for single-season times hit by a pitch, and he's got one here in 2025. He's reached base twice, and now a man on with one away for the righty Eric Brown Jr., who's 1-for-2 tonight with a single. Seven-1 Wahoos with one out in the seventh. Lasky delivers. Brown fouls it back. The count goes to no balls and a strike. Speaking of new swings and new stances, it's a new look as well at the plate for Eric Brown Jr. If you remember to the start of last year, Brown's hands were all the way back and straight above his head, and he'd have a massive leg kick as well. All of that is gone. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and lines it to third. Olmstead goes extension into the air and robs Brown of a hit. One of the most athletic plays we've seen in the last couple of years. He went airborne and made the play. He got about 2 feet off the ground as well, and that's just some tough luck. EBJ about 3 inches away from a multi-hit performance. Instead, two out, one on, and in stands Xavier Warren. The pitch. Warren takes low and inside, and the count goes to 1-0. That play is not one that's made very often. The 1-0 delivery. Warren hits it on one hop to Spahn, who's right behind second. He gathers, fires to first. It's in time, and it ends the inning. A tough luck inning for the Biloxi Shuckers. And after Miller gets hit with one away, he does not move up. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Time stretch in Pensacola. 7-1 Blue Wahoos on the Shuckers Radio Network in cruising at UGCM.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Featuring amazing views of the ballpark, downtown Biloxi, and the Gulf of Mexico, both the first base party deck and the Renova rooftop on the suite level provide exclusivity during the game for you and your group. The decks feature all-you-can-eat food and beverage services for 2 hours and group recognition on the video board during the game and shade covering. For more information and to book your next outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Listen to every game all season long on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Cruise at WGCM and shuckers.info/listen-live.
Misses low to the righty Harrison Spahn. Checkers trail at 7-1 in the last of the seven. Seven runs, nine hits, no errors for the Blue Wahoos. One run, three hits, two errors for the Checkers. The pitch misses low and inside, and the count goes to 2-0. Spahn tonight, 2-for-2 with two singles and two runs driven in. The 2-0. Spahn takes low, and the count runs to 3-0. Spahn had an RBI single as part of the five-run fifth inning from Pensacola that was capped off by Kemp Alderman's first home run of the season. It was a grand slam. The 3-0 misses low, and it's ball four. Spahn reaches for the third time tonight. It's the second walk allowed by Shuckers pitching this evening, and it brings up the righty Jared Cerna. Reminder fans, the Shuckers return home on Tuesday. Sixth game set against the Columbus Clingstones to open the 69-game home slate in 2025. First pitch, 6:05 on Tuesday, 11:05 on Wednesday. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Tuesday will include all the opening day festivities. Both teams will be announced. It should be a real fun atmosphere between the Shuckers and Clingstones. The Braves AA affiliate, the first 250 fans, will get a Brett Phillips name and number jersey presented by the People's Bank. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com or visit the box office at Keuser Federal Park for tickets. Visit online for all the promotions throughout the week. Darren Miller, a quick chat with Tyler Wasner. He now hands the ball back to him and heads back behind the plate. Shuckers start to get the bullpen moving. It is the lefty, Mark Manfredi, who starts to warm. Cerna, an open stance at the plate, gets the pitch, and it's a called strike. Count evens 1-1. That was a fastball at 87 from Wasner. Cerna's 2-for-3 tonight, two singles and a ground out to second. The pitch, Cerna chops it weakly towards third. Wilkin charges, gloves it to his left, fires on the run to first. It's in time. A nice play from Wilkin. It retires Cerna. One away, Spahn to second, and in steps Joe Mack. Mack tonight, 1-for-3 with a single and two strikeouts. Checkers trail at 7-1 in the seventh. The pitch. Mack checks his swing and accidentally makes contact. Rolls it right next to the Shuckers dugout. Alexander Corneal popped out for a moment. Didn't need to, though. The ball somehow found its way into the dugout. Counts at no balls and a strike to Mack. Wasner delivers. Mack takes a curveball on the outside corner for strike two. No balls, two strikes, one away. Spahn, a walking lead off second. Now the pitch. Misses low, gets off Miller's mitt. It's behind him. He can't find it. Now he finally does, and he charges to it. Spahn stops at third on the wild pitch. Now the count on a Pullman, two strikes. 7-1 Blue Wahoos. Shuckers bring the infield in. Wiesner. 3. What a pitch. 77 on the gun. One of the slower pitches we've seen tonight. But he drops it in, up and away. Hits the upper quadrant of the zone. And it's his second strikeout of the night. In steps Kemp Alderman. Alderman's probably not going to get much to hit here. He's 1-for-3 tonight, but smashed a grand slam back in the fifth that made it at the time 7-0. Now 7-1. The pitch. Alderman takes low and away. The count goes to 1-0. 5 of these 7 runs for the Blue Wahoos came in the fifth. 4 of those came on Alderman's grand slam. He's now 5-for-7 to start the year with 2 extra base hits. The 1-0. Alderman hits it on one hop to third. Woken snags it to his left. Fires to first in time. What a real nice job by Tyler Wiesner. 2 shutout innings in relief. And we're through 7. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. 1 runner left on base. We go to the 8th. Wahoos 7, Shuckers 1 on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot. This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
This is really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785. Phew.
Adam Lasky is back to work as we go to the 8th inning. First pitch comes home, and it's called strike in the outside corner to the right-handed hitting Jeremy Vargas. As he welcomes you back to a windy Pensacola, Shuckers trail at 7-1. They've been held to just 3 hits. The pitch, Vargas taps it weakly towards short. Cerna charges, fields to his left, fires on the run to first, and it's in time. Vargas grounds out, and now one away for the righty Vladimir Restituyo, who's 0-for-2 tonight. Restituyo flew out to left back in the third. Struck out swinging in the sixth on a high fastball from Lasky. Lasky delivers. Restituyo fouls it off his back foot in a curveball. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Series finale will be tomorrow at 1:05. Casey Hunt set to make his season debut for the Shuckers. Lasky delivers. Restituyo hits it foul. First base side and out of play. That was a fastball in on the hands at 91. The count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. Casey Hunt gets the start for the Shuckers against Dax Fulton, who missed all of last year with an injury. 1:05 first pitch, 12:45 pregame. The 0-2. Restituyo hits it on one hop to third. Olmstead backhands it deep down to the third base line, fires to first in time. And Johnny Olmstead has made a couple of insanely good plays tonight, and he adds to it there. Most other third basemen that deep down the third base line, he was basically onto the outfield turf, fires to first, and beats Restituto by a half step. He's a speedy guy. And now two out, nobody on, and the switch hitter Luis Lora digs in. Right-handed bat against the lefty last game. 7-1 Wahoos in the eighth. The pitch. Lora swings and hits it on two hops to Cerny. He backhands it at short, fires to first in time, and that ends the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Shuckers down 7-1 on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGC.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
Back-to-back starts with 10 strikeouts for Mazurowski.
24 starts, 141 strikeouts, 310 strikeout performances, and plenty of memory. Celebrate the Brewers' top pitching prospect on Saturday, July 26th, with a Jacob Mazurowski Beach Chickens bobblehead presented by Keyser Federal Credit Union for the first 1,000 fans. Tickets start at just $9. Get yours today and get here early at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Other teams have season ticket holders, but here in Biloxi, we have members of Shuck Nation. Pick your way to be at the ballpark for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2025 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $29 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, early access to games, unique experiences, memories, and more. Join Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Out of the last of the eighth inning and out of the ballgame for the Shuckers is Mark Manfredi. It's a Broussard's Barbershop call to the bullpen, and the lefty Manfredi set to make his Double-A debut. Faces the lefty Nathan Martorella. His first Double-A pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Manfredi, the third Shucker to appear out of the bullpen tonight after Tyler Wasner and Josh Machieski. Manfredi delivers. Misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. Wasner, a real nice appearance to start his season. Two shutout innings, did not allow a hit, one walk, two strikeouts, and 22 pitches. And Freddie, out of the windup, delivers. Slice foul, third base side and out of play. The count goes to 2-1. Manfredi, 6'5", 235-pound lefty, drafted by the Brewers out of Dayton in the Atlantic 10 Conference. 28 appearances a year ago in high A. 12 of those were starts. The 2-1 delivery. Martorella slices it foul, third base side, and out of play. And the count evens 2-2. That foul ball and all foul balls brought to you by the Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Manfredi's 2-2 comes home. Just misses away. Didn't miss much for his first Double-A strikeout. Then the count's full. Martorella 0-for-3 tonight. Three ground outs. Two to short, one to second. Manfredi delivers. Backdoor curveball. It just misses. And it's ball four. One on, nobody out. Up stands the righty, Mark Cooley II, who's 1-for-3 tonight with a double. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owan Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. First, Manfredi's first offering to Cooley. Swing and a miss, fastball up, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Bottom of the ninth inning, the Nashville Sounds all over Gwinnett, 10-2 tonight in single A. Carolina leads Fredericksburg 5-3. The 0-1 pitch to Cooley comes home. Misses low when the count evens 1-1. Earlier today, the Timber Rattlers fell to 0-2 on the year in high game. They fell by a 6-4 final to the Twins' high A affiliate, the Cedar Rapids Colonels. 1-1, the count to Cooley with Martorella on first. And Freddie delivers. Swing and a miss. Fastball up again at 94. Count goes to a ball and two strikes. As always, that's the Owha Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today. Visit OWA.com. And Freddie stares in. Moderate leadoff of first for Martorella. Adams holds him on. Now the pitch. Misses low. And the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Checkers trail it 7-1 in the eighth inning. Now the pitch. Check swing. First base umpire says he does not go around. And the count goes full with three balls and two strikes. The payoff pitch misses low and inside. And Freddie's walked the first two he's faced in the eighth. Now 2-1, nobody out. And in steps the righty, Dalby Rosario. And out comes Checkers pitching coach Josh Spence for a meeting. We'll take 10 seconds for station identification on the Checkers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM.
Cruisin' WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Checkers baseball.
Welcome back to Pensacola. Checkers trail it 7-1. Two on, nobody out. The bottom of the eighth inning. Seven runs, nine hits, no errors for Pensacola. For the Checkers, one run, three hits, and two errors. Checkers got their only run in the sixth for Pensacola. Reduce joining us. They got two in the second. RBI ground out and an RBI single. And then five in the fifth inning on an RBI single and a grand slam from Kemp Alderman. Checkers got their lone run on a Cooper Pratt RBI single in the sixth, and that's been it tonight. Josh Spence, who is out for a mound meeting, is back to the third base dugout. Mark Cooley's at first. Nathan Martorella's at second. Pitch to Dalby Rosario. This is off the inside corner for ball one. This is Mark Manfredi's double-A debut. Former ninth-round pick by the Brewers in 2023 from Dayton. Spent all of his first pro season in Wisconsin. The 1-0 delivery. Popped up, first base side, and out of play. Count evens 1-1. And Freddie comes set. Now the pitch. Check swing and accidentally makes contact and fouls it all the way out of play. How in the world did that get that far? Rosario checked his swing, and it was off the bat at 72 miles an hour. The projected distance that we get on the Hawkeye tracking system said 218 feet. And not bad for a half swing from Rosario, who's now down on the count, a ball and two strikes. Manfredi out of the stretch, checks second, and comes home. Called strike three. A slider at 86, and Mark Manfredi's got his first double-A strikeout. He gets Rosario looking, and in stands Johnny Olmstead. Big congratulations to Mr. Manfredi. After 95 strikeouts and 76 innings in high A year ago, he's opened up the ledger here in 2025 in double-A. Johnny Olmstead stands in. The pitch to the right-handed bat, and it's a called strike at the top of the zone. A slider at 86. And Manfredi jumps ahead. The lefty on the hill delivers. Olmstead takes low and the count evens 1-1. Olmstead tonight, yes, he's 1-for-3, but that has not been his calling card. He's made a couple of terrific defensive plays at third, including an airborne catch to Rob Eric Brown Jr. The 1-1. Olmstead takes up and away. And the count goes to 2 balls and a strike. Olmstead is now 3 for 7 to start the season with a stolen base. 1 for 3 tonight. That single came back in the fifth inning, came around to score. The 2-1. Olmstead ropes it. Third base side off the brand new padding. Down the left field side here at Blue Wahoo Stadium, and the count evens 2-2. New padding was the big offseason addition field-wise here at Blue Wahoo Stadium. They already had the netting that goes all the way down on both sides, something that Easter Federal Park added this offseason. First Shuckers game with it will be Tuesday. The 2-2. Olmstead slices it foul. First base side and out of play. And we'll do it again. All in the name of fan safety and protection, especially at Keesler Federal Park. It's close to the action on the first and third base side, so if you're behind the dugout, you used to come right at you. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. And after back-to-back walks, Manfredi has back-to-back strikeouts. This time gets Olmstead swinging on a fastball. And now two away for the lefty, Cody Morrison. When a game like this, it's 7-1. Checkers, in all likelihood, are probably not going to win this. If you're looking for bright spots, especially late in the game, Tyler Wiesner's been a bright spot. 2 strikeouts and 2 shutout innings. Mark Manfredi, 2 strikeouts, now faces Cody Morrison. The pitch lifted out to short left. Vargas back on it, now comes in on it, and he makes the catch. What a real nice recovery for Mark Manfredi. Walks the first two, and then retires the next three in order and looks around a little bit of traffic here in the eighth inning in his Double-A debut. No runs, no hits, no errors. 2 runners left on. We go to the ninth. Wahoos 7-1 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGC.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. 2 locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs, hometown care the way it should be.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too, our price is low.
We go to the ninth inning, and the Shuckers trail it by a 7-1 score. Blue Wahoos make a Broussard's Barbershop call to the bullpen. Go where the pros go and get your next cut, 228-697-3180. Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Shuckers Radio Network. Tristan Stevens is now in for Adam Lasky, who gives up a run on 2 hits over 3 innings alongside 3 strikeouts. Stevens faces the middle of the Shuckers order. It begins with the righty Cooper Pratt, who tonight is 1 for 3 with an RBI single. Stevens delivers. Pratt takes up and away for ball one. Stevens, the third pitcher to appear in this game for the Blue Wahoos, 6'2", 200-pound righty from Springfield, Massachusetts. Took that, Springfield, Missouri. The 1-0. Pratt chaps it towards third. Olmstead charges, bunts it to his left, fires to first, and it's in time. One away for Brock Wilkins. Shuckers trail it by a 7-1 score. Five runs in the fifth inning is what turned this from a close one into a big-time win, potentially, for the Blue Walkers. First pitch to the righty Wilkin. It is a curveball that misses inside for ball one. Stevens delivers. Called strike. It's a fastball at 92, and the count evens 1-1. Wilkin tonight 0-3 with three strikeouts, two swinging, one looking. Shuckers as a team have struck out 9 times tonight after they struck out 11 times in the opener yesterday. The 1-1, Wilkin swings and tags it out towards left center. Rosario, the left fielder, back on it, camps under it, and he makes the catch. And the Shuckers are down to their final out. In steps the righty Luke Adams, two out, nobody on, 7-1 Pensacola in the top of the ninth inning. The pitch misses low and away, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch, Adams takes just low. And the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Adams tonight 0-3. Strike out, a pop out, a ground out. Stevens, the righty, delivers. This is low and away, and the count goes to 3-0. Series finale is tomorrow. 105 first pitch will be on the air with pregame at 12:45. Casey Hanu was the Brewers' co-minor pitcher of the year a year ago. Gets the start for the Shuckers against the lefty Dax Fulton. The 3-0. Adams takes low. Ball four. And Adams reaches base for the first time in Double A. In steps Darian Miller, who's 0-1 tonight, but in Darian Miller fashion has reached base twice. He's walked and he's been hit. Two categories, he was top two in the team in and top five in the league in a year ago. One on, two out, the pitch. Miller takes low and inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers down 7-1 in the top of the ninth. They've been held to just one run on three hits. And just one run total so far in this series. Stevens delivers. It's a called strike on the outside corner. A sinker at 90. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, Adams off to second. The pitch misses low, the third of the second from Max Knees is not in time. Cerna wasn't even covering. Adams picks up his first stolen base at the Double A level, and the count goes to 2-1. Mac now calls time and goes out to talk to Stevens. Adams had a ginormous lead off of first. Cerna was not covering. Mac decided to throw it anyways. From his knees, bounced in a couple times. Two and one, the count with two away. Mac is good to go behind home plate. And check that the umpire has ruled that the count is now at a ball and two strikes. The Shuckers down to their final strike of the night. Stevens delivers. Miller chops it first base side. Couple hops to Martorella. He snags it underhands to Stevens, and that ends this one. Final score, Pensacola 7, Shuckers 1. And the Shuckers will have a chance to avoid a sweep and salvage a win in the series finale tomorrow at 1:05. In the ninth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. A quick and tidy game takes under 2:15 to finish. But the Shuckers fall to 0-2 on the season, and the Blue Wahoos improve to 2-0. Seven runs, nine hits, no errors for Pensacola. One run, three hits, two errors for the Shuckers. Evan Fitterer the win. The loss goes to Nate Peterson. We'll take a break when we come back. Time to wrap everything up on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Final score from Blue Wahoo Stadium, Blue Wahoo 7, Shuckers 1. We're back after this.
Kick off the weekend with a night of fun with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal. Fans can cash in almost 60% savings. It includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $17 in advance. Make sure to splash in on the fun by reserving your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the Shuckers' 10th anniversary season with T-Shirt Tuesday presented by Altys. Celebrate Shuckers' history with a giveaway name and number jersey for top players in franchise history. Celebrate Woodruff, Churio, and Zarowski and more as one of the first 250 fans at every Tuesday home game. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show.
Oh, they're pulling the tarp out on the field right now in advance of tough weather scheduled for Pensacola tomorrow. Likely a chance of some sort of delay tomorrow with the alter field. I doubt anything would get postponed, but that 1:05 start time, hopefully it's play quick, play fast, and try and get all nine in before the weather comes through, as the Shuckers will be looking to salvage a win in the series finale as they fall by a 7-1 score tonight against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Jamie Blake alongside you as we open up the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show, the official postgame partner of the Biloxi Shuckers. You can visit them today, 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, and online at groundzerobiloxi.com. Pensacola, seven runs, nine hits, no errors for the Shuckers. One run on three hits with two errors. Shuckers, though, a couple of bright spots, and once again, they come from the pitching side. Just like last night, Tyler Wiesner in his season debut after sort of an up-and-down season a night ago, or check that, a year ago, goes two shutout innings, does not surrender a hit, walks one, strikes out two, and throws 22 pitches. And then Mark Manfredi, in his double-A debut, he looks like he had maybe a little bit of nerves at first, walked the first two batters he faced, and then got a visit from Shuckers pitching coach Josh Spence and locked things down, struck out the next two, got a fly out to left, and recorded a scoreless frame on 23 pitches in his double-A debut, again, including two strikeouts. On the hitting side, the Shuckers were held to just three hits, two walks, and one hit batter. The only Shucker to reach multiple times was Darian Miller, who went 0-2 but walked once and was also hit by a pitch. The one run for the Shuckers was scored in the sixth inning on an RBI single from Cooper Pratt, his first RBI of the season. with the Shuckers. Time for a scoring summary. We told you how the Shuckers scored their only run. Time to go run down how Pensacola scored all seven of theirs, and it started in the second inning. Cody Morrison, an RBI ground out, scored Dalby Rosario from third before Harrison Spahn, an RBI single, and a swirling ball to left, scored Johnny Olmstead and made it 2-0. In the fifth inning, Johnny Olmstead, a single. He advanced to second on a walk and scored an RBI single from Harrison Spahn into right. A couple batters later, after the bases were loaded, Kemp Alderman unloaded on one to left, got it over the wall. 104 off the bat, goes 364 feet for a grand slam. And Pensacola at 7-0. Shuckers got their only run in the sixth inning. And that's your final score. Pensacola 7, Shuckers 1. The win goes to Evan Fitterer. Pitching has been a big, big point for Pensacola through these first two games. Fitterer and yesterday's starter Robbie Stelling have combined for 10 shutout innings. They've allowed just three hits with 11 strikeouts and a walk. Fitterer today, five shutout innings, one walk, and six strikeouts on just 64 pitches. Meanwhile, for the Shuckers, Nate Peterson gets the loss. He goes three innings, gives up two runs, one of them earned, with four hits allowed and one strikeout on 43 pitches. Final score, Pensacola 7, Shuckers 1. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time to wrap everything up on the Owapox Resort scoreboard update that comes your way next on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM.
Looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house, kids. But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no-obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream with Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, this is Joe Arault. You are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Fireworks going off in the background here in Pensacola as we welcome you back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show, the official postgame hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Visit them today, 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, and online at groundzerobiloxi.com. Shuckers fall game, two of this three-game set, 7-1 to Pensacola. One run, three hits, two errors for the Shuckers. Seven runs, nine hits, and no errors for Pensacola in a quick and tidy game. Just 2 hours and 13 minutes in front of a sold-out crowd of 5,038 here in the first Saturday night game of the season in Pensacola. Evan Fitterer gets the win. He goes five shutout innings, gives up just one hit, strikes out six. While Nate Peterson gets the walks, he gives up two runs, one of them earned in three innings, with a strikeout on 43 pitches. As the Shuckers fall to 0-2 on the season, they'll need a win tomorrow to salvage a win in the finale and avoid a sweep at the hands of Pensacola to begin the season. Time to take a look at the OWA Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. In the Southern League, Shuckers and Pensacola, the only game that's gone final. Elsewhere, bottom of the ninth inning, Montgomery trying to improve to 2-0 against the Columbus Clingstones. That's who the Shuckers will play next in a six-game series in Biloxi, starting on Tuesday with the home opener at 6:05. Columbus, Montgomery knotted at 4 in the bottom of the ninth inning as Montgomery has come back from an early 2-1 deficit to tie the game at 4. Elsewhere, top of the seventh inning, Birmingham, who won on a walk-off last night, leads Knoxville by a 4-1 score in the top of the seventh. And in the top of the sixth inning, Chattanooga, who raced out to a 6-0 lead today, has seen it fall to just 6-4 as they're in the top of the sixth inning from Madison, Alabama and Rocket City. Time to take a look around the Brewers organization, and everything's gone final in New York, including the single-A Carolina Mudcats, who have improved to 2-0 behind a 6-4 win today against the Fredericksburg Nationals, 6 runs on 10 hits for the Mudcats. In high A, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers are 0-2 on the season. They fall by a 6-4 final against the Cedar Rapids Colonels, the Twins high A affiliate, despite a 4-3 lead in the middle innings. Colonels score 1 in the 7th, 2 in the 8th to take a 6-4 lead, and that is the final score. Meanwhile, Jacob Mizorowski gets his first win at AAA this season, and the Nashville Sounds improve to 3-5 on the year with a 10-2 win over the Gwinnett Stripers. Jacob Mizorowski, 3 2/3 innings, 4 walks, 4 strikeouts, coming in a relief appearance, while Jorge Alfaro and Wes Clark combined for 6 hits. Wes Clark, 2 for 5, with 3 runs driven in, including his first homer of the year. At the big league level, top of the ninth inning, a wild one between the Reds and the Brewers. The Reds lead it 10-7, but the Brewers have scored 6 of the game's last 9 runs, trying to come back with a miracle comeback in the bottom of the ninth inning, as again the score is 10-7 Reds in the top of the ninth inning. Fireworks reaching their finale here in Pensacola, and we're wrapping up this postgame show as well. Pensacola 7, Shuckers 1. Shuckers back at it tomorrow. The righty Casey Hunt is the starter for the Shuckers. Went 1-2 with a 2.20 ERA with the Shuckers late in the year. Anyone who was around the Shuckers in 2024 remembers that incredible performance in Game 2 of the Sun Belt League Division Series. He went 7 2/3 innings, gave up just 1 unearned run as the Shuckers forced a decisive Game 3 in the series. It'll be his first start since then in a Shuckers uniform tomorrow against Dax Fulton, who missed all of last year due to an injury. He'll be making his first start since 2023. 1:05, the first pitch time tomorrow. We'll be at you with pregame at 12:45 on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCM. Final score from Blue Wahoo Stadium in Pensacola. Blue Wahoos win it 7-1 over the Shuckers, and the Shuckers back at it tomorrow. A 1:05 start, 12:45 pregame. We'll get you from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth and the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. That'll do it for us tonight. For all of us at the Shuckers Radio Network, I'm Jay McPlake saying so long. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 12:45. It's Casey Hunt's first start of the season. Always a fun thing to get excited about. And we'll talk to you then with pregame. Have a great night. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. And we'll talk to you on the first Sunday day game of the season tomorrow at 12:45. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM. For news, stats, schedules, tickets, merchandise, and more, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Stay up to date.